In their living room, the Simpsons fill the wrong holes for their heads in a picture board and have their photo taken. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. At Springfield Aquarium.
Okay, kids, stay together.
I certainly appreciate you helping us out with this field trip.
Oh, a mom's work is never done.
I thought I was being kicked exceptionally hard lately.
If I could be any type of shark, I'd be a tiger shark. How about you, Milhouse?
I guess a nurse shark. I mean,
Well, it looks like Mr. Walrus and his family are enjoying their Sunday brunch. Shut up. What am I, some sort of joke to you people? Now, over here is our newest exhibit, the Wonders of the Gulf Coast.
Ooh.
Shut up. It's not that exciting. The Gulf is home to a breathtaking array of sea life. But oil spills are threatening this delicate ecosystem.
Hey, without oil, you wouldn't have your fancy four-wheel drives. You want to go back to two-wheel drive? Well, do you? I didn't mean to steal focus.
Antarctic life is a constant struggle. These sea lions survive by eating the leftovers of the various film crews that plague the continent.
An under repair sign hangs on the door to the penguin habitat. Lisa peeks inside to see the penguins flying around their enclosure, but as soon as they spot her, they land and act casual.
This tank is for our Pacific habitat, which is currently being remodeled.
Where do you keep the fish till it's done?
Oh, they're well taken care of, in our storage facility.
Bagged fish.
In this tank, we see some of the most exotic species of the coral reef.
Look, children, that giant clam appears to be opening. This could be a wonderful journal entry. Look at the size of those flawless pearls.
It's Bart, mooning.
I might have known, but I didn't.
Bart, get out of there!
An octopus grabs him, then a turtle and a hammerhead shark set upon him.
My poor boy, will he be all right?
Bart's kind of injury is surprisingly routine.
Aquarium mishaps.
Bart will be up and underachieving in no time. All I need is your insurance card.
My husband has our card.
No problem.
Handcuffs.
Now you stay shackled to that radiator until you come up with some insurance.
Well, it's 11 a.m. on a work day, so he must be at that stupid bar. Is my husband there?
I don't think he's here. Hang on, let me check. Nope. What you wearing?
Marge and Lisa wait with Bart.
Okay, 5 more minutes and I'm chewing my hand off.
Bart, are you okay?
Oh, homie, where have you been? I've been calling all over for you.
Hey, take it easy. I went to the video store to rent a movie for the family.
He's got a nose for news and a diaper full of headlines.
Hey, Chief!
He's editor-in-chimp.
Look at that! That monkey's wearing a hat!
Lifetime Films presents Buttercups of Autumn.
I fear I have become a buttercup of winter.
Hush up, Nana. That's fool talk.
Homer's torn between the slapstick comedy and the cheesy drama of the two film trailers.
Now that she's so wise. But nobody's going to benefit from her wisdom. Look, he's misspelling words!
Nana!
Oh, she's holy.
Well, from now on, you need to get a cell phone so I can reach you.
You just can't get a cell phone.
Lindsay Nagel, Veraqual Cellular, and I can offer you a whole range of cellular solutions.
Can I get a phone that plays the Mexican hat dance?
I insist on it.
I dance. Around the Mexican hat. I dance. And that's the end of that. Or is it? I guess I'll keep singing. My cell phone appears to be ringing.
Hey!
Barney, did you ever notice how hard it is to drive with your knees?
Why don't you get one of those hands-free phones? It's the next best thing to paying attention to the road.
Hands-free, eh? Then I could give the brothers the Black Power salute. Black Power! Black Power!
Was that Al Roker?
His exuberance is perplexing. Of course we have headsets, but you would be mad to stop there. Tell me, what is currently plugged into your car's cigarette lighter?
A lighter.
I weep for you. These days, everything from fax machines to coffee makers can be plugged into your dash hole.
I'll take them. DVD player? Check. Snow cone machine? Check. Light bright? Check. Fog machine? Even I think this is crazy. Chaka Khan, let me rock you, Chaka Khan!
Whisk the egg whites into the batter mixture while scraping the edges with a very stiff rubber spatula. Now let's look in on our hush puppies.
Homer's cooking himself some deep-fried snacks whilst driving. As he spits one out of his side window, he sees that he's heading down a long wooden jetty.
Oh my God! I gotta do something!
A fax.
Come on, transmit! Transmit! Save me, Chaka Khan! Chaka Khan!
A helicopter hoists Homer's car out of the water.
I'll never mock the Coast Guard again. You Navy rejects are all right.
Mr. Simpson, give me your license.
It's sliced in half by a judge, then fed to two fierce dogs.
Burn their poop.
I am so screwed. I can't drive to work. I can't drive to the store. And I certainly can't drive to the store at work.
I guess I'll have to do all your driving chores. That's what a good wife does, picks up the slack.
That reminds me, we gotta pick up my slacks at that dry cleaner in Shelbyville.
Why can't you use the local dry cleaner?
I didn't want them to know my size. Thanks for picking my friends up from the strip club, Marge.
Can we stop for ice cream?
Homer always stops for ice cream.
We'll see.
That always means no.
Where's your mother? I gotta get to Moe's.
Dad, Mom's been driving everyone everywhere. Why don't you take public transportation?
Public transportation is for jerks and lesbians. Oh, I guess I'll walk. Stupid walking thighs chafing horribly. No drink holder. I miss my car so much. Everyone's driving but me.
I can't drive 55, because it only goes 38.
I let go of the parking brake.
Ralphie, if you stop the car, I'll let you play with my gun.
I did it. I walked all the way to Moe's from my house.
Way to go, Dad.
You know, I feel pretty good. Maybe I should just keep walking instead of going into a dark, dreary bar.
Hey, get in here, Boozy. You're late for your drunkening.
No, from now on, walking is my beer, and feeling good is my hangover.
Hey, maybe this is a sign. Maybe it's time for me to get out of the alcohol business. Give Barber College another try. And this time, I won't join a frat. Who the hell am I talking to?
You know, all this walking is paying off. Look how healthy I am. You see, I'm finally thin enough to wrap this thing around my arm.
Good for you, Dad. Could you get me some syrup?
You see, before I probably would have driven to the syrup.
Kids, hurry up and eat. We have to leave for the dentist 5 minutes ago.
She tips cereal down Bart's throat.
We don't have time for choking.
Calm down, Stressorella.
I'm stressed because now that you've lost your license, I'm a full-time family chauffeur.
Now, honey, we all appreciate what you do, but real chauffeurs have uniforms and licenses. You could get in a lot of trouble with the livery commission.
To hell with the livery commission!
Marge, you don't know what you're saying. What a day for a stroll.
A huge traffic jam.
Seymour, the two of us could make good use of this time.
Indeed. You take this teacher evaluation test. I'll proctor. Read the directions silently as I read them aloud to you.
Look at those suckers in their metal coffin. I can go to work any way I want.
Passing two old men in a park.
Psst. Bishop to Queen 4.
We're playing dominoes.
I said Bishop to Queen 4.
All right, you.
Homer runs a stick along a fence.
Oof! Simpson, you're a menace.
Oh, George, leave the boy be.
Martha, I want a divorce.
Oh, George, you've made me so happy.
At the power plant.
Why, you're the first one here. Please accept this free ticket to the 1939 World's Fair.
Thanks, Mr. Burns. I owe it all to walking.
Walking, eh? Let me give it a try.
He falls over.
Oh. Well, I'd better drag myself to the hospital. Oh, dear. Smithers, scoop me up.
How could you both miss the bus to school?
We touched hands, and then we had to wash the cooties off.
What's all that rustling?
My show-and-tell project. A Peruvian fighting frog.
Hey, I brought a Peruvian fighting frog!
The two red-eyed frogs lunge at each other, then fight in Marge's high-rise hair.
When will they stop?
Come nightfall.
How about we take a family walk around the block?
Yay! I want to amble.
I want to saunter.
Amble!
Saunter!
Amble!
Saunter!
Stop saying things!
Honey, you seem frazzled. Why don't you come with us?
Hey, I'd like that. I can't. I have to go pick up Grandpa.
You sure love driving.
A frazzled Marge watches Homer and the kids skip back and forth in front of the living room window. Now Homer's in a tracksuit.
Morning, Homer. Looking good.
Yeah, walking's made a new man out of you.
It sure has. You see this bulge back here? Now it actually is a fanny pack. No, wait, it's still my ass. But your point is well taken. You see, I like to walk down the avenue, bust a move with disco stew.
You shake me from my boots into my fro.
Yes, I strut down the boulevard, burning off my excess lard. I rarely feel the need to utter dough. Top of the morning, ladies!
Bite us.
Oh, I can walk from Springfield to Alaska, then hobnob with the stars in Malibu.
Hi, Homer. I'm actor Steve Buscemi.
The guy who got fed into the wood chipper in Fargo? And when I hear,
you can't walk to Turkmenistan,
I say, of course I can. Screw you.
Hey, would you guys like tickets to the Independent Film Awards?
Would we?
Oh, I love to perambulate. It's standing still I really hate. So let me please reiterate, I love to.
Marge has run Homer down.
My feet are inside me.
I am so sorry, homie. How is your crushed pelvis?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking.
I don't know what happened. I saw you, and I went for the brake, but I hit the accelerator.
It's okay, Marge. It would have been a lot worse if I hadn't been carrying this Bible in my crotch.
Now, Marge, while Homer recuperates, I'm afraid you'll pretty much have to do everything for him.
That's okay. I can handle it. Homie, why don't you just relax and have a little soup?
Too hot! Too hot!
I'm sorry!
Hot! 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 Warm! Tepid! Cool! Cold! Cold! So cold!
Oh, you're really coming along, homie?
Yeah, the doctor says that soon my pelvis will actually be stronger and more beautiful than ever.
He does a handstand, then the splits.
Gee, everything always works out for you. Oh, my God. Let me help you up.
Marge, you're trying to hurt me.
What? That's crazy.
No, it's true. The car, the soup, it's like you hate me. Your own husband.
That's ridiculous. I don't like you. I mean, hate you, hate you, hate you, I hate you.
I've heard that from coworkers, strangers on the street, even my own children. But I never thought I'd hear it from you.
Maybe we should see a counselor.
Who's we? Got a mouse in your purse?
At marriage counseling.
Manjula, I'm so glad you have finally forgiven me for having an affair. Ooh! She used to elbow me in the face.
Oh. Next, please.
I've been married to my husband for 10 years, and part of me wants to kill him.
Perhaps you feel that your husband sees you as less of a partner and more of a doormat.
Nothing could be further from the... You could be onto something there, Doc.
Homer imagines him as a hot dog.
Well, oh, sorry, I got a lot on my mind.
That's okay, take your time. All right, before you came in, I asked you each to make a list of the people that are most important to you. Homer, you first.
There's Homer, Homer J. Simpson, and Commander Cool, a.k.a. me.
That's us in a nutshell. I care so much about you, Homer, but I'm not even on your list. Excuse me.
We gotta help her. If Marge isn't happy, I'm not happy. And if I'm not happy, Mo is very happy. But for once, this isn't about Mo. What should I do, Dr. Hot Dog?
All right, I have an answer. You must perform for her one completely unselfish gesture.
You mean, like, give her full custody of the kids?
Yeah, full custody. That's exactly what I... You're an idiot.
Mo!
You gotta knock her off her feet with something utterly romantic. Something that says, I care about you.
I see. Do you have any suggestions?
I do, but the hour's over.
Here's a dollar.
Romantic dinner.
Gotta go.
You know what Mom really loves? Julienne potatoes. And for dessert, peach crumble.
You want to know how to make a peach crumble? Kick it in the groin. Ha! Anyway, what's going on?
I'm
going
to treat Marge to a romantic dinner to make up for all my shortcomings.
Hey, Homer. If you're having a banquet for Marge, I'd like to help.
Hey, me too. I can whip up my famous poulet au vin avec champignon à la carte. Mwah!
You can bring a bag of ice.
Lousy Homer. I'll show him. Tonight his beloved mock apple pie will have real apples. Wah!
Family and friends at candlelit tables in the garden.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Hey, look everybody, Marge is here.
Yeah!
Oh, homie, you got everyone in Springfield here for me.
Honey, I couldn't keep him away if I tried, except for Flanders. He was mysteriously called out of town.
On a train to Montana.
I got your letter, Jesus, and I'm coming as fast as I can.
Tonight, we're here to serve you. Sit back and enjoy the finest food Springfield has to offer.
I brought you me finest catch of the day. We lost a dozen good men, but it's worth it, just to see you smile. That's it, eh? 12 men. Well, I've got some families to inform. Unbelievable.
What?
Nothing. Just a curse on your very soul.
And now, Marge, I bring you the main course. Electro recording artist, / political activist, Jackson Brown.
Oh, the pretender.
When Homer told me about this special night, I just had to be a part of it. I'm here to serenade you with a song.
Yay!
From my latest album.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Here's one of my many classics.
That I fixed with new words.
You hooked up in high school, now you've come so far. And you started to hate him and hit him with your car.
So I threw you a fancy banquet, and now you can't stay mad. How about a makeup snuggle? It would be so rad.
I'm really touched by how much you care. I love you too.
So, you don't want to kill me anymore?
Only with kisses. Don't be a wuss.
When you turn out the light, I've got to hand it to me. It looks like it's me and you again tonight, Marjorie.
Later.
Now, I'd like to propose a toast to a woman who's done so much for us without getting anything in return.
Except a place to live and free food.
Why, you little... Now let's all raise our wine boxes to Marge.
Here! To Marge!
Evening, and Patty and Selma are smoking cigars.
I'm so full. My control top panel is in shards. I want to thank you all so much.
You're welcome. And now, Marge, we cooked, you clean.
What?
Only teasing. We've flown in the finest busboys from France. I mean, America. And now to all my dear friends, I say, get the hell out of my yard.
Homer flicks on the water sprinklers, and everyone flees.